A Great Philosopher Lives in My Heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation. A Great Philosopher Lives in My Heart. A great philosopher lives in my heart, and a great philosopher lives in your heart too. Because a great thinker, the allness of the universe, dwells within us. And how do we understand the allness of the universe? How do we contemplate what the allness of the universe is all about? How do we think about the allness of the universe and not be just pushed right out of shape by it because it's so great, it's so grand, it's so wonderful, it's so outstanding? How do we think about it? Well, a great philosopher lives in my heart. And all I have to do is turn to the philosopher in me and say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about the birds and the bees and the chestnut trees? What do you think about the lakes and the rivers? What do you think about my body? What do you think about all the blood that's flowing through my body and all the vital organs that I have? What do you think about this? What do you think about cars? What do you think about people? What do you think about relationships? What do you think about planets and stars? What do you think about these things? And a voice inside of me answers and says, in what area? And so I categorize it and I say, well, let's just say the moon. What do you think about the moon? Well, what would you like to know about the moon? Well, why is the moon there? Well, the moon is there because the moon is part of a great big picture of the expansion and development of the universe. Well, I could ask you, what is the dimension of the moon? What is the weight of the moon? What is what's the activity of the moon? What's the purpose of the moon? Well, my inner self says, I can give you the dimension. I can give you the weight. I can give you the pull of the moon. I can give you its energy. I can give you how the moon works, the gravity of the moon. I can give you all those things. And what would you do with it? Well, I would know it. Well, you already know it. I'm just the great philosopher inside of you. You already know all these things. Well, what are you going to do with it? Well, I say, I'm going to be smart. Well, you already are smart. But sometimes thinking that smartness is knowledge, that smartness is information, is not always what smartness is all about. What is wisdom? What is it to be wise? To be wise is the use of the knowledge to your benefit. Can the moon disturb me in any way by shining on me? Can the moon in any way use its magnetic forces to affect me here on Earth? Can the moon affect the tides of the oceans? As it does. Can the moon affect many things? And my inner philosopher says, oh, all these things are known. All these things are true. And all these things were known by historic mankind as well as present-day mankind. All these things are known. But what do you want to do as a philosopher? I'm a philosopher inside of you. And I'm a philosopher dwelling there, thinking thoughts, thinking ideas, thinking concepts. What would you like? Well, I would like to live on planet Earth at a location where the temperature is always comfortable for my body, and where the temperature is always charming for me, where the rain always falls in the proper amount for making the ground to produce the plants that are harmonious for it. I would like to live in a world where people are all harmonious with one another. I'd like to live in a world where all of the inventions that are coming up are so fantastic and I enjoy them so much. I'd like to live in a world where I partake of them. Well, you say to yourself, how interesting. It wasn't long ago on the planet Earth that many things were not known. It's only in this current century, basically, that the greatest amount of facts that are brought forth about ideas, about development of the planet, development of the Earth, and so on, only these things are brought forth in the current century, in the current time period. And why is that? Were they always known? Oh, yes. Philosophically and physically, they were always known, but they were not utilized. They were not taken to heart. They were not taken to task. They were not put to use. But today, I can. The philosopher in me is not so much a philosopher of saying 2 times 2 is 4, although the philosopher does reveal that to me too. The philosopher in me reveals that whatever I want to think about in this grand universe of mine, whatever I want to give thought to, I can bring forth in my world. So I bring forth these new inventions, and I bring forth these new concepts. I bring forth these new ways of working together with humanity, these new ways of living on an Earth that's populated by 7 billion people or more, 9 billion people. The number keeps escalating. How do I live on a universe, on a world that has so many people doing all these things? Well, I say to myself, and I know it's true, I only live in a world in which I exist. I only live in a world in which I make an observation of what that world is. I only live in a world that I observe myself. I don't live in a world that other people observe. I think I do, but I don't. Other people tell me these are facts they're working on, these are conditions they're working on, these are archaeology ideas they're working on, these are futuristic ideas they're working on, all these beautiful things they're working on. They tell me about it, but I already know that. I only live in my own world. And so I surround myself with my pure white light of love. Now, philosophically, I can do that. Philosophically, I can be absolutely alone in the universe and yet surrounded by an infinite number of people. Because as a philosopher, I can think my thoughts. As a philosopher, I can dream my dreams. As a philosopher, I can contemplate anything that I wish. And the thing that is most dear to my heart as a philosopher is that I live in a peaceful world filled with healthy people, filled with fulfilled dreams. I live in a peaceful world of healthy people enjoying fulfilled dreams. I live in a peaceful world of healthy people enjoying fulfilled dreams. What a beautiful way to look at life. As I can take myself into this concept that I have of living in a peaceful world of healthy people with fulfilled dreams, what more could I experience? What more could I want? What more could I desire for myself and my world than that? What more could I contemplate as a philosopher in the universal allness as being a desirable goal? I live in a universe of peaceful people, healthy people, fulfilled people. And I am that. I am living in my own inner peace, in my own inner health, and in my own inner fulfillment of every desire of my heart. As a philosopher, I live in this attitude constantly. And as I live in this attitude constantly, I am indeed experiencing it. Now, all about me, all sorts of things may be going on, but it's of no consequence to me because the only thing that's of consequence to me, the only thing I concentrate on, the only thing I reveal to myself in my life, in my world, is that I live in a peaceful world. I live in a healthy world. I live in a fulfilled world. Could a philosopher philosophize or contemplate anything more beautiful than that triune? Could a philosopher ever wish for anything more fulfilling than that? And the philosopher knows better than to think about wishing, because a philosopher claims it, names it, claims it, and it is done. One who wishes for something has doubt in their heart and doesn't believe that it could ever be. And it could never be for one who wishes. We all have the opportunity to live our life in a most magnificent way. We all have the opportunity to be our own inner philosopher. We all have the opportunity to know the great philosopher that lives in my heart, that lives in your heart, that lives in our heart. And this great philosopher has no axe to grind, has no desires of itself, has no purpose other than to reveal in our experience whatever we, in our meditations, philosophize about. And as we philosophize about the dreams of our heart, a world of peace, a world of health, and a world of fulfillment, as we philosophize on this and these issues, we see them revealed. They're always there. We see them revealed as our modus operandi, our attitude of life, our way of living. And could there be anything more wonderful and noble than living in a way that this is our meditation, this is our philosophy, this is our choice, this is our dream, this is who and what we are. That's all I am, and that's all I know. I know a world of peace, of health, and fulfillment. I know a world of peace and health and fulfillment. And I know that world of peace and health and fulfillment right now. And I know that in all areas of my life, the road of peace, health, and fulfillment is my path, is my philosophy, is my life, is my realization of the truth in my world. Know this with me and join with me on this wonderful journey in philosophy, in meditation, in reality, in expression right now. And know that it is done wonderfully, magnificently, forever done for you and for me. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.